It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona. At the farm. You know what we're doing here at the farm? We're growing some food because we better. And the one thing that we wanted to make sure over the years, for those new to the show, we have been very adamant about understanding the truth of things. Not, you know, what winning team you're going to be on and, you know, which side you do and who's to blame and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, that happens naturally. You know, government's the biggest recruiter for freedom-oriented individuals there are because, I mean, damn, how bad does it have to get? We started with a few chickens. We got like a dozen, I think, and then you get rid of the roosters and a few die and you're left with six good ones. You know, and it's like four a day. On average, I get like four eggs a day and they're good for barter. You know, people are like, hey, man, I'll trade you this. And what do you got to do? What I got to do to get some of your good chicken eggs, man? And I don't know. What can we do? I would like this and that and so on. I get all kinds of stuff, you know, some labor sometimes or help or you bring the food for dinner or whatever. Then we moved into just a couple of acres here in North Phoenix, still in the city limits of Phoenix. And we have irrigation and I have horses all around me, you know, all three sides, four sides. Across the street, they have like a couple dozen goats. So we got three goats. I said, you know, I need help with the lawn. Why I got to mow it, I just get some goats. Well, then I found out they just like brush. They like leaves on branches, you know, so I got to get some sheep now. So this has been, you know, a learning process for us too. And it's been a lot of cold snaps. You know, here we had just yesterday, it was like 60 degrees in the morning or something, almost June in Arizona. What the heck, man? It's been really nice, but we're kind of skipping this spring thing. We're going to go straight into summer. So I'm really global warming. You know, I'm like, all right. That's why they got to change it to, you know, this climate change thing. Because damn, man, this, you know, I don't know. What are you gonna? I remember when Al Gore came, last year or something. There was a big event down. They had it at the Suns Arena. And when he came in, and all these people, Ernie, got to make signs. What kind of signs do you think we should make? What should we make? What kind of signs? And I go, I got one sign. What happens when it gets cold? You know, what are you going to say then? Well, right after that, they started doing climate change. I'm going, oh, you guys are killing me. You think it might have something to do with the sun? Anyway, so what we're doing is making sure that we can survive this thing. When we moved up here, we moved probably, 15 miles from where we were, not very far, but we had big poly barrels, these blue plastic barrels that the farmers here were putting tomatoes in or something. I don't know what they used it for. Got them on Craigslist for 15 bucks a piece. In fact, they're probably three times that now, but we got these and we, you know, start storing stuff. My wife started getting different kinds of just, you know, beans and so on that went rice and such, and we'd put them in these Mylar bags, you seal them and you put them in there and then you get one filled and you go to another one. Well, a lot of the people going, wow, man, you guys got a lot of food. You know, I didn't know it accumulated that much because we had done it. You know, whenever the government would do another TARP, another bailout, you know, increase the money supply, you know, expand government, do something stupid. I didn't do any. It just was a signal for me to buy more beans. I go, you know, my wife started making bread. So I'm going, okay, how much does it cost? What do you need to get a loaf of bread a day out of your bread maker? You know, how much do you, well, I don't know, figure it out. So she goes and she bought a year's worth of flour years or wheat, and we actually get a little KitchenAid and you'll grind it ourselves. So we get, you know, a year's worth of that, a year's worth of yeast, a year's worth, a year's worth, a year's worth. Boom, we got it. You got a year's worth of bread. Okay. How much is it? Every time they do this, at a certain point, you're kind of like, you know, it's not like you can put all this stuff in your back pocket. So, you know, you have livestock, and that's just a, you know, so you know what, how to do it. Then, after you get enough guns, you got enough ammo, and then what do? Wow, I'm not leaving it in the bank. So we get silver, and we've been advocating that for a long time. My kids, when they're, you know, stocking stuffers, they get a little 10 ounce of silver back when it, you know, was like, you know, $100. And now, all of a sudden, what's it now? And they're going, ooh, dad's not so dumb anymore. Well, this is, they got an appreciation for this. So a lot of these guys, like our last guest, he's, you know, I'm not a big metal guy. Well, I don't know what else you're going to put it in. I mean, you know, after you fill up on everything else, then what? So I feel a lot more comfortable, and I'm sure my audience does too, that it wasn't any, you know, buy this particular thing or this filter or this one. No, just have enough to keep breathing in and out. That's it. We just outlast the bad guys, you know, because, you know, there's like ENTs and stuff they got to look forward to. Now, we have Pal Gamel. He's senior editor of Freedom's Phoenix, Freedom's of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. Stop by. Now, he's been, you know, preparing too. Now, more than just, you know, accumulating goodies, he's been preparing his mind. You know, he's a resource, just a fountain of information. What is it you've been doing, pal?
I've been taking permaculture classes. Permaculture, I originally started out studying square foot gardening because I wanted to get into gardening for the very reasons you just brought up. And I wanted to also do, for the very reasons you started out doing your farming in your small house at the time, which is basically to go ahead and start making the errors that you're going to make now while things are good.
Yeah, so you don't die from your errors.
And absolutely. And, you know, one of the first things, I did not have any compost in my yard, so I basically had to go out and buy my own compost and make my own soil. And that ran about $500 for, you know, about a 4x11 raised bed. And, you know, with all the accoutrements, et cetera.
And if you'd just been accumulating all your goodies, you could have just had it.
You know, you're right. If I'd spent a year or so making some compost, I could have basically had that for free. Oh, one of the great tips, one of the guys at the permaculture goes, yeah, compost. Where do you get your compost? Everybody's like looking at him like, where? He goes, every 3 months, your neighbors throughout. They bag all their crap and they throw it out on the curbside for the city to pick up. He goes, I just go around in my pickup truck and take the bags, look through them, say, oh, there's nice leaves here, and you just seal it and throw it in the back of the pickup truck, or, you know, whatever, what are kinds of compost you want. They're already bagged there waiting for the city to come pick them up on bulk trash day. And he goes, and it's every 3 months in your area, but every week it's somewhere else in the city, so you can whenever you need it. And I'm just like going, oh my God, that's a great idea for all the compost, you know, material you want to build.
Oh, that's a good idea. You know, that's another thing. You don't have to wait 3 months. It's today somewhere.
Yeah, it is. It's
well,
amazing.
Tell me one of the things. I mean, you've been doing the programs like a master Uber super guy or something. You've been doing this a while. What do they call this?
Permaculture. I'm not sure why somebody caught up with that name, but it's more than gardening.
No, but I mean, it's a rank of some master series or Uber super. You get some kind of shiny badge.
I'll get some shiny badge, a permaculture design certificate.
There you go. Okay, a designer. Well, go ahead and tell me, what are some of the things? Now, it's different here in Arizona than a lot of other places because I used to live in Florida as a kid, so I know a lot of people in the Southeast and the Northeast and Northway. You know, we have affiliates in Oregon, in New Hampshire, in the Southeast, different places. And I tell you what, Arizona, totally different. Not even the same thing. That's why I like this chicken thing, man. You know, they work everywhere. That's why you see all these poor people around. They're surviving in these small countries and cultures. There's always some chickens around somewhere. Now I know why. So go ahead and tell me, what are some of the things that you think would apply to everyone that you'd like to share that you've learned over the months?
Well, first off, it starts with seeds. Got seeds?
Got seeds? Yeah, you know, that's right. You know, we had the seed bank was advertised on Freedom's Phoenix, and I know they did well because I know people at least 40 acres of their stuff got bought up, these kits. So, yeah, we got some of them stashed aside. We'll talk about seeds here in a little bit when we come back, and then Pal and I sure will talk about the news of Freedom's Phoenix, of which there's plenty. We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Wow! 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 I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
So good. In so spite good. Of everything. Yeah, you know, I tell you what, it's like, you know, it's not that I'm afraid or even paranoid, you know, it's just prepared. You know, that's why they started calling it. They changed it. It's not you're a survivalist anymore. You're a prepper. Well, we're prepping. You know what? That, you know, if it makes you feel better, you know, a lot of times it's just therapy. And that's exactly how I looked at it. You know, all the stuff that's happening, I'm going, oh my goodness, I got to do something. Well, I mean, of course, I had a lot more of an outlet. You know, I get to do Freedom's Phoenix. You know, we have a very popular website that's doing very well. We have a lot of great authors that we're doing our first inaugural magazine. I'm going to tell you about that. A lot of the new listeners, man, you don't know about this, but we get to talk on the show and I get the vent, but maybe you don't. And of course I try and give you an opportunity on Freedom's Phoenix. Everybody gets to participate. Everybody gets to play. But I tell you this, you feel a lot better when you got some food underneath your bed. You know, my brother-in-law, a lot of you guys, you love this. He's an economist at Moody's. He's one of the bond raiders. And so we have interesting conversations. And I'm like, John, how much food you got underneath your bed, man, in New York City? I'm going, you know, don't even start with me. Well, I'll go, yeah, save it. Yeah, all of a sudden he's becoming a convert now, know what I mean? Well, let me go ahead and give you some of this. I want you to know this is what's going on, especially, you know, and welcome to News Talk 1590 WVNA in Tuscumbia, Alabama. I hope I'm saying that right. I apologize if I'm not. And so a lot of the new listeners here, let me whet your appetite a little bit here. You don't know who we are. I'm going to share something with you. We have a magazine that we're putting out that's using the digital medium. These tablets, iPads, Motorola Zooms, your smartphones, Kindles even. We are about done. We have been working night and day seriously, around the clock, a lot of us, weird shifts, going crazy trying to make it by this Friday. And it looks like finally in just the last couple of days, we're like, yay, we're going to do it. So we'll make it so that a lot of the people anticipating this magazine will be able to preview it this weekend. Now, I'm just going to read you. It's going to be over 100 pages already. Now, it's digital pages, so we can do whatever we want with it. But I tell you this, the content, I just read it this weekend. Just, you know, I didn't even read. People sent in the stuff. I got all the authors, you know, buying, you know, asked a lot of people I know and friends and leaders in the freedom movement. I said, look, you know, give me the goodies and let me tell you what the theme is. This is to the young people that were part of the revolution, this Ron Paul revolution that got a dose of politics and said, ew. Had they known, and a lot of us did the best that we could to tell them, look, this is how this works. You're going to be able to change minds. You're going to be able to free people between the ears. Don't think that the system's going to, you know, help you, you know, or even give you, you know, any attention, or certainly tell the truth about it. So just, you know, take solace in that, in helping to change the culture. Now we're 4 years later. A lot of leaders in the community, I go, look, I need you guys to, you know, help the next wave of these young men and women coming, and the other people interested, to understand what this is really all about. So let's go ahead and put this magazine together. I'm going to read off to you, just in no particular order here, the names that we have and the title of their column, and it's over 30. I mean, you're going to recognize these. It's going to surprise you. The first one is going to be Dr. Ron Paul, and he's going to be talking about the debt ceiling. Thomas Woods from Mises Institute, he's talking about, you know, the O'Rourke's going on about how Ron Paul doesn't know the Constitution, so he hammers him. Charles Goyette, author of The Dollar Meltdown, has a new book coming out, Restoring American Prosperity, on freedom, that was picked up by Portfolio, the business version of Penguin Publishing, Penguin Books. They are, you know, they say, ooh, you did such a good job getting your book published in The Dollar Meltdown, published now in Chinese and Korean. Give me a break. Now the Chinese know. You know, they needed somewhere to get the information. Charles gave it to him. He's got a new book on freedom. Jacob Hornberger, Future Freedom Foundation, on libertarianism versus statism. Boston Tea Party, you know, his thoughts after 20 years and all this. Interesting. Mark J. Victor, criminal defense attorney, are you really for freedom? Ian Freeman from LRN, Liberty Radio News Network.fm. You know, this network we're on right now. Ian Freeman's doing that. Walter Block. Walter Block's an economist. He's Mises Institute. Advice to the next generation of libertarians. That'll be interesting. Simon Black on expatriation. He runs a blog called The Sovereign Man, and he's talking about, hey, man, I'm a free man on the planet. Mark Nessman on the many benefits of a second passport. Yeah, that was a great article. L. Neil Smith, free as the air. Well, he's talking about freedom, of course. Glenn Jacobs, you may know him as Kane from the WWE, but he's a hardcore, great libertarian with a great mind. He also blogs under Citizen X, the power or liberty. So that's his article. Anthony Gregory on Lou Rockwell a lot. He's a young man. He has a really, he got a long one, man. This is like 5,000 word article. I mean, damn, you know, but he said it. He said it well. Libertarian strategy and principle, a long-term view. Doug Casey from Casey Research. They're a gazillionaire. You know, he writes on Freedom's Phoenix quite a bit. Casey Research has a lot of good stuff there. Tea Partiers and Anarchist. That was a really good, I learned a lot from that. That was an interesting perspective. Heck, that's worth price admission right there. Angela Keaton from antiwar.com. She's talking about a lot of the events of the summer. William Buper, he was at the event yesterday. We're going to be talking to him tomorrow about the Iraq veteran that was shot in his home when a SWAT team kicked in. And, you know, he's dead. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. And he wrote an article, Even Libertarians Love the Maximum State, the Myth of Limited Government. I found that very refreshing. Brock Lorber, an activist, economist in Las Vegas, Agorist Field, exciting new disruptive technologies. What he's talking about are these new electronic mediums of exchange, you know, Bitcoin and a bunch of others. And we just have one, a story that came off of one of the news services. It's on Freedom's Phoenix today about Bitcoin. It's starting to penetrate the matrix, and they're worried about it. What happens when we get to be anonymous and not on their grid, even using the internet? Don't even have to have cash. You'd be anonymous and you read all about it. It's a very cool technology. Butler Schaefer, he's a Southwestern Law College. He is a professor there, and he's a great anarchist. I mean, it just makes a powerful argument. He writes for Lou Rockwell a lot. He has a lot of books. Is there a constitution to get back to? So he made a really good argument. James Babb, is the TSA advancing the cause of liberty? Now, they are wewon'tfly.com. Remember that? You know, the opting out of flying and getting your anal probe. You know, he has a great column there about TSA and what they learned. Stefan Molyneux from Toronto. Yeah, Stefan Molyneux. We're going to be visiting with him up at Pork Fest. I'm going to be doing some roasting of him. Yeah, that's it. You know, it's just not that hard. You know, so what we're going to do is we're going to have some fun with that. He has the future of freedom is the truth of the past, lessons and propaganda from government education. So he really goes on, you know, why we have this public education government. But guess who they're advocating for in government schools? The government. Yay. Michael Nystrom from Daily Paul. He's big part of the Lovolution. He has an article, Liberty is the Right to Be Who You Are. Gary Franchi from Restore the Republic. You know, the Reality Report. He's got one. Terry Bressy, Checkpoint USA. Karen Kwiatkowski, Lieutenant Colonel, predicting the future in the Middle East. Larkin Rose, Vince Aprinowitz, Pal Gamo, Pete Iyer, Megan Duffield, Rex May, and illustrations of Scott Beezer. And you're going to want to not miss the release of this magazine, this e-zine, right there on your computer and your tablet.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
It's more than a feeling here on Declare. Independence of me, Ernest Hancock. It's some facts. How about that? You know, how about some experience? How about firsthand knowledge? How about guests and commentary and opinions of people that know? Don't think they know. They know. Been there, done that. Have lots of T-shirts. What we're gonna do? Pal Gamble and I have just been witnesses over the past. It's been almost 6 years. 6 years since we started Freedom's Phoenix. In that 6 years, we are finally by this weekend, you are now, if you're new to the program, I tell you, 6 years we've been developing to get to the point that we always finally wanted to be. We have radio, we have video, we have the magazine now coming online. This is something that we've known from the beginning where we were going. We had the concept for Freedom's Phoenix, I did, back in the mid-90s, and I saw this internet thing where it was going. I go, when they start doing video, when you can start streaming video on the internet, because I just started learning about this. I'm like, how come it's taking a half hour to download this picture, man? What's up with that on your 2400 baud modem? You know, it's just like, I go, bandwidth, what's bandwidth? Is it connected? It's connected, right? It's like a phone. You'll make it go word, man. Make it go faster. Well, they did. When they start doing video, I knew it was all over for the man. Because the lamestream media, the media that's so last century, they can't compete when everybody gets to comment about everything, and who gets listened to is who has the best information, not who has the flashier graphics, which everybody's starting to do now. It's just access to the truth. We know the truth. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of Freedom's Phoenix get all the time, every day. There's so many things that you don't know because they're not going to tell you. Well, pal, he's a senior editor, man. Every day he's going on about, you know, all the stuff that he's just putting on there. And what has, let's just talk about the last, oh, I don't know, 6 months, you know, what is it that is the theme that's dominating Freedom Phoenix? What have you been getting?
Oh, the wars, plural.
You wouldn't have thought they'd start another one.
No,
I would have never thought they would have done that.
The Libya thing was like the last straw for me. I was just like going, are you kidding me?
After all of the dissent, after all of the expense and the lives and the maiming and the, you know, the one thing I came across recently, there was a piece done on the technology in medicine to help all these injured soldiers. And because they have, you know, screaming for body armor, well, what happened was a lot more people survived, and they have such concussion of their brains, so that a lot of them have severe brain damage. A lot of them, you know, that their flak jacket and chest protector, no, that was fine, but you know, their legs and arms blown off, and they're burned badly. And I was so affected by, I mean, you know, they're there, but then you see them, and it's just crowding every room at what is it? What's the name of the hospital? Walter Williams.
Walter Reed,
and I'm going, this is, I the cost of the wars, I'm not sure that we're certainly not exposed to it, but it can't be ignored anymore as we go into another one. And I'm wondering, is there any opposite, what happened to the anti-war movement?
Anti-war movement died. I mean, let's face it, I remember when we went, when you and I and some others packed our guns and went down to Obama's visit to Phoenix downtown to cause some apprehension.
Yeah, which one?
I went hunting because, you know, we were sitting around. And I was like, oh man, there's like no media. There's people out there. You know, there's lots. There's about 3,000 people out there, you know, either supporting Obama or protesting him. And I went and said, you know, I'm going to go take a look around, you know, while we had time. Obama hadn't gotten there yet. And so I went strolling down the street, and I saw these people down the distance. I was walking up, and there was like 8 people out there in this corner, and they're the anti-war people. They had their signs. Just 8 people, 3,000 people down there, you know, half of them Democrats supporting Obama. And over here, and I went over, I talked to them. I said, hey, I'm glad to see you guys here, blah, blah, blah. I said, you know, how come there's only, well, you know, they're not doing the anti-war movement anymore. And I'm like going, are you kidding me?
Because Obama got elected.
Absolutely. It's Obama's. He's president now. Everything's good. And I said, well, why don't you, you know, I go, everybody's down on this end. Why don't you come down here? No. And finally, another guy came up to me and says, where's the anti-war people? I said, they're down there. And he talked him into coming over. But they didn't want to stand with us, even though we had room because, you know, we had guns on. So they went across the street where there was probably 1,500 to 1,800 Democrats all there waiting for the president, and it was incredible. They were unwelcome. They were not welcome amongst the Democrats to be across the street.
There is something weird going on. You know, I mean, we've been experienced a lot of this. We've gotten in the middle of it, and I got a beat on what's happening, but you have to think that Americans, certainly those that are involved what is it that motivates them to be involved? I mean, are you a person that even though Obama got elected to stop these wars, Obama got elected to close Guantanamo, Obama got elected to restore habeas corpus, Obama got elected to start pulling out of, you know, wherever the heck we are, and to do away with the Patriot Act. Obama got elected, and none of that happened. So I'm, and what was your real goal? We don't like Bush and Republicans. I'm, you know, your guy, your horse won. I mean, is that it? I don't think Americans are that dumb. When the dollar goes, and it is, I mean, you know, this is, it is. When it does, all bets are off, and it's going to be us versus them. And you have to know who's them. They always say, Ernie, who's they? Them, those. And I go, there are those that want to be left alone. We just want to be left alone. That's it. And there are those that just won't leave you alone. That's how you know who they, them, those are. They're not leaving you alone. So when I talk to these other guys, like the first hour interview, he's a New York Times bureau chief. And I'm going, he's makes the same statements and mistakes that everybody from the left always does when they try to coalesce with the energy and the power and the youth of the libertarian movement. And they go, well, we agree we want this bad thing to stop, but we don't want to eliminate the power that did it. We want to use that power to do what we want. So on Freedom's Phoenix, the magazine's different. The magazine is about all the things that, you know, we use the arguments and the issues and so on to emphasize our philosophy. Freedom's Phoenix, the website, the philosophy of libertarians is to let everybody express their philosophy. So you'll have some neocons and conservatives and liberals and communists and socialists and progressives and whatever that go. Now, of course, all the libertarians take them to task in the comment section and write their own stuff. But the thing is, everybody gets to have their say. And we put a lot of other stuff up, news and technology and different things up there. But, you know, that's what's libertarian about the site, is that you get to compete with libertarians directly on an equal field. Go ahead, go for it, man. Say it. And I'm telling you what's happening is they're starting to see that their arguments are falling flat because the economy, the economics don't work when you're advocating theft. So where do you think this is going in 2012, pal? I mean, you've seen this trend. What do you think is going to happen in this election cycle?
Well, actually, you've already kind of segued into the next major theme on Freedom's Phoenix, which has been the economy, both nationally and internationally. And I think that 2012 is going to be, it's going to be interesting because I think the economy is going to start really going to heck at that point. And I think gasoline may very well be over $5 a gallon by then.
You know, I think we're going to be looking back. Gee, I wish it was only $5.
And you may very well be right about that.
You know, with inflation, it should be a lot more than it is. And it's they, them, those. They right when you got alternative energy starting to be a threat, they go, you know what? Oil's cheaper now. We're going to subsidize it more. We're going to make them pump more. We're going to make them something because we cannot have the competition. So I advocate $20 a gallon, man. Do it. Let it go, whatever it is. Just stop subsidizing. Just let it go, 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 go. And all of a sudden, the free market, like that gentleman before, the black market, you know, I call that the free market. You know, the solution will present itself. Go have more with me, Ernest Hancock, and Pal Gamble, just a little bit.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, in studio guest, Pal Gamble, senior editor of Freedoms, with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. You know, we were just talking about that clip that they just played before. You know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the country and whatever, and this is not brainwashing, and we know what we're doing, and we're only six, you know. And we were just talking about it, and they played it. And I'm going, I saw it yesterday. It was on Freedom's Phoenix, and it was put up. I didn't know who put it up, but you put it up, didn't you? And then it was The Whitest Kids That You Know is the group of comedians that put these kind of things up. And I don't know where they came from, but every now and then they'll put up something cool. And they had some kids, it looks like in a classroom with desks and everything, and they're reciting this thing, and it's so appropriate. We've had this discussion before, and I remember the graphic that brings to mind on this is the salute to the flag. When you do I Pledge Allegiance, it didn't used to be your hand over your heart. It was you had your hands at your side, and then when they said I pledge allegiance to the flag, you did like this Nazi salute with your palm up. And you have pictures of them. And after World War II and Nazi Germany and everything, that kind of fell in favor, so they changed it to hand over heart thing. But and then they added under God and all this. And what a lot of people don't know from the beginning is that was a socialist effort. It was, what was his name? Bellamy?
Edward Bellamy.
Yeah, Bellamy. And it was, they got it instituted with the socialist unions of the teachers and so on, the NEA and such back in the day. And they knew that they needed to have the children, you know, in government schools and government indoctrinated with the government saluting and government rituals and government. And then Eisenhower, all of a sudden it's okay as long as they put under God in there. And I'm going, man, you're missing the point. This is, they're brainwashing generations with this stuff. And I'm going, I know a lot of people disagree with this. You know, we have a thing called the Arizona Breakfast Club. You sent me a note. We got to do this Saturday. The first Saturday of every month. It's 40 years we've been doing this, since the 60s, you know, way before my time. And it got passed off to me by Harry Everingham, that passed away at about 94. And he was God, country, and patriotism and conservatism. And it was, you know, that was the Arizona Breakfast Club. And when I took it, I said, I'm not going to be able to do this until Harry passes, because, and they wanted to pass on to libertarian because they knew that, you know, we really meant it. And he was adamant about the pledge. And I'm just going, you know, I'm just going to have to wait until he goes, because I can't do this and pledge allegiance to this corrupt thing or to anything. Well, you know, maybe an ideal or something.
Keep in mind, the Pledge of Allegiance is contemporary. It's only been around since like 1920-something. So our founding fathers, in fact, the founding fathers discussed it. Hamilton, of course, wanted a Pledge of Allegiance. And they're like, no, that's okay, Alex. You can go sit down.
You and your Hamiltonians, you know, have a nice day. You know, there was, that reminds me. Tom Rawls was a city councilman. He used to be a county supervisor, and he was a city councilman here in Mesa. And he decided, he goes, you know, I'm not standing for the pledge as long as we're at war with all this stuff. And he's a libertarian. I mean, he was elected as a Republican, but he's well-known libertarian. And in fact, he ran for governor as a libertarian, you know, in 98 for the nomination. And what happened was, he is an elected, he's an attorney, and he's an elected, well-respected individual, good Christian. And what happened was, he just says, I'm not doing this pledge thing anymore, certainly not while we're at war. Well, they came after him. They made a big stinking deal out of it. They had Boy Scouts come in, and they wanted to, you know, carry the flag and make, you know, they made a big political thing out of it. Well, a lot of us went down there, and we would sit down in the front, right? We would make sure we're on the cable cameras and everything for everybody. And we would sit down during the pledge, and we'd get up and leave. And we need to sit here for all the rest of this stuff, you know, as a show of support for him. Cause it was, and you know what, as we started past, cause Pat, you created a flyer that gave the history on this. And when the Boy Scouts and guys would come, we would look, we just want to make sure you guys know what this really means and where it came from. All of a sudden that issue went away.
Yeah. They weren't too happy about us doing that though. That made it even twice as fun.
You know, a lot of people, you know, it's uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. You know, just tell me the truth. You know, it's not what you think it is or what you want it to be. You know, truth is truth. You know, history is history. You know, it happened or it didn't. You know, there was a reason or there wasn't. There were people behind it. They had a goal. They accomplished it or they didn't. You know, you can sit and blah, 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 blah all you want. You know, I'm afraid this generation next, these guys, they have the internet. They went, they checked out the truth. They asked friends, they went for peer review, they started reading history. That, you know, I never knew what it meant when you said, when I was younger, they go, oh, he's forgotten more than you'll ever know. How the heck is, you know, him forgetting stuff gonna be more than what? I don't even know what that means. It wasn't until the youth now started reading, immersing themselves in Austrian economics and so on, that I go, wow, man, they've read so much, I'll bet they forgot more than I've ever even read. And I go, oh, I understand what they mean by that now. They've forgotten more than what I've ever even knew. So I'm going, okay. And these are the 20-something-year-olds. I'm 50. It's amazing you're not going to be able to lie to these people anymore. As they're sitting in class, they got their smartphone, they touch a couple of keys, the, you know, mandatory youth indoctrination camp leader sitting up front, you know, blah, 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 blah. Before they even finish the sentence, you know, the kid's going, I don't think so, man. Nice try.
The power of the internet.
I'm really happy about, you know, this magazine thing. I've been kind of continuing. I've been talking about it a lot because we've been working on it hard and, you know, not yakking about it, but it's coming together now. It's in, you know, it's in place. It's longer than I thought it was going to be, but it's so good. I'm so happy. And so I put the effort in now so that people will have what this thing is all about. And my generation and older, I used to think in the 90s, when I first started this in my 20s, I got it. You know, they're not going to get, they're too vested in the system. And I go, I'm just waiting for them to die off. You know, the generation older than me, just going to have to die off. It's going to be another 20, 30 years. I knew the guys I was up against, they were in their 60s, 70s then. I'm in my late 20s. And I go, I get it. You're just going to have to die off. And I have to do whatever I can to make sure there's not another generation that's going to be supporting this. And we work very hard at it. Well, when the internet happened in the last 4 years, all of a sudden, man, there's a cultural revolution going on, and it's not just the United States, it's worldwide. We have Freedom's Phoenix translated into 39 languages. We have an Arabic Facebook and Twitter. All of our revolution graphics have been translated into Arabic. When Cairo went into revolution, we sent them a bunch of art. While Hillary's wanting to meet with the rebel leaders, we're going, yeah, the demographics are 33%. Of 80 million people in that country are under, or 14 and under. How do you get away from that demographic? And you think they don't got, you know, access to internet, or at least know what it is? And it just, it spreads like wildfire with these guys. They may not have a plumbing, but they got a phone. So this is going to be, it's over. And the dollar is done. And if you're not preparing and you understand, get your mind right around what we want next, then you're just going to be waiting for Pharaoh number 400 and something to rule you. Either you own yourself or you don't. Who owns you? And if it's not you, then who does? And who gets to decide, you know, what you can and can't do? You're going to give that to somebody else? So this revolution is between the ears. And I hope new listeners to the show understand that, whether you agree with us or not, we are very convinced. We've been doing this a long time, and it is beginning now. And it always was going to come down to the economy. Always has been. And Dr. Paul, that's one thing he's been saying a lot. You know, he's going, people vote with their bellies. Now, this is what's going to happen. What are some of the headlines, you know, before the end of the show? You got some biggies there you want to mention.
One of the biggest areas that's been popping up recently is that with this G8 meeting that's going on, they're trying to figure out a way of getting a handle on this internet thing. And I'm not sure how they're going to try to do it, you know, whether it's going to be licensing, you know, you got to pay a license where you get your access to the thing. Or
let them.
Exactly. Let I'm em. Sort of like, it's like, I sit back and I go, I don't know whether to be worried or just laugh at their attempt.
Yeah, we're just getting our own satellites and screw you. The worse they make it, the more free we're going to be. What do you think all this private space travel thing was all about? Had Richard Branson of Virgin Galactic and Virgin Records and Virgin Airlines and Virgin, he said, you know what? Space ain't a virgin anymore. Virgin's going to be up there. He goes, you know, we're buying all this about a year ago. It was like 6 months ago. He goes, we're buying all of these bankrupt communication satellites. So poor children in the third world can have internet. I'm like, yeah, all right. You know what they're doing is the Department of Defense is what has the internet. We're going to bypass. What are they going to do? Make it illegal to communicate without their permission? Not how you communicate, but to communicate. You're not allowed. That's what it's going to have to come down to. Oh. You guys, just wait. We'll help walk you through it. We'll see you tomorrow. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured. Tour.